this cow of mine. So we want to have some Vaishnav Sangha. We want to try to say something over the next few days of the very amazing Buddha, astonishing connection. Connection is not exactly the right word. Between Gaura Lila and Krishna Lila, how the two are not different, as my revered spiritual master used to say. Krishna Lila's Gaura Lila is Krishna Lila's Gaura Lila. There's no difference between the two. But it will help us to analyze the two and see what their relative purposes are. We describe that Krishna Lila is Purna. It's complete. But still, even though it was complete, in fact, it's not just Purna, but it's Purnatama, supremely complete. Still, there was something lacking. And that something needed to be said. When you write a book, and you finish the book, and everything's been said, but there's another thing which really should also be mentioned. In Sanskrit, that's called a parishishta. Or in English, we would say an appendix. So Gaura Lila is an appendix of Krishna Lila. And the two are non-different. So, as we said, we want to spend some time with the Vaishnavas in the next few days in the Vaishnava Sangha. In the Vaishnava Sangha, we sometimes have a designated speaker and we have designated listeners. And both of them are serving. And both of them are equally dear to Krishna. It's not that one is better than the other. In fact, authorities have ascertained that of the two, the speaker and the listener is more important than the speaker. Because if we hanker in our heart, if we're very eager to hear something, then Krishna will manifest, even if there is seemingly no speaker present. And on the other hand, we may have the most qualified speaker, but if the listeners are not interested, then nothing comes out. So this is a Vaishnava Sangha. It's described in the third canto of the Bhagavatam, a very important verse, Satam. Prasangam mama virya samvido bhavanti vidkana risayana kata tas josan as apavarga vartmani shraddha rati bhakti anukramishiti. Sachinanda Maharaj ki jai. This verse, Satam Prasangam Mamaliri Samadhyo, describes the importance of coming together in Goloka Dham with Sachinanda Maharaj and hearing some Krishna Katha. And this Krishna Katha, Mamaliri Samadhyo, the topics of the greatest hero, Krishna, is Rasayana Katha. It will give us life. Tavakatam Ritam Tapta Jivanam. For everyone who's suffering, world. And Shraddha Raptir Bhaktir Anukramishati, there is a sequence of events. By hearing Krishna Katha, first we get some faith, and then Rati, we get some taste, and then Bhakti, we develop devotion to the Lord. In his Saartha Darshani Tika, his commentary on this verse, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that Shraddha Raptir Bhaktir Anukramishati also means that by hearing Krishna Katha, we go from the stage of Vaidhi Bhakti to Bhav Bhakti to Prem Bhakti. Shraddha Ratir Bhaktir Anukramishyati. And the verse describes a Satam Prasangam. We want to hear Sachinanda Maharaj. We want to hear from elevated devotees, from Satmukh, from liberated persons. But if we say that, some devotees may question, why then are you sitting here and speaking something? Or we may ask, why is it that in our society, everyone is giving class, so many devotees, but it was supposed to hear from a Satmukh, from a liberated soul, then what is the meaning? Vishwanath says, Satam Prasangam has another meaning. Second meaning is that we should hear pure Krishna Katha. We should just repeat what we've heard from our guru and the previous acharyas. We shouldn't think it belongs to us. Vishwanath also comments on the word prasangam. He questions, what is the necessity of adding the prefix pra in front of the word sangam? In other words, satam sangam mamavirya samvido. In sadhu sangha, we hear about Krishna. The prefix pra means something more, something special. What is the necessity of saying satam prasangam? He says there's a difference between satam sangam and satam prasangam. Satam sangam means that we should hear about religious topics. It's important that you believe in God. Is there anyone in here in the room who doesn't believe in God? Raise your hand. You should believe in God. It's also very important to be vegetarian. Is everybody here in the room vegetarian? Very important thing. It's also important to believe in reincarnation and to come to Mangalartik every day and to do what you're supposed to be honest, to be a good person. These are religious topics. Satam Sangam. But Vishwanath says, these are not Rasayana Katha. These are not the kind of Katha which will give us life. We want to hear Venu Geet from Maharaj. That's Rasayana Katha. That's Prasangam. Prasangam, he said, says, means topics directly about Krishna. So we'd like to try to very lightly, but we don't have much time. This subject matter could go on for all of eternity, I think. The connections between Gaura Leela and Krishna Leela. We'll just touch on a few different subjects from a number of different sources, a number of different books, a number of different commentaries from our acharyas. Before we begin, we'd like to give some translation for the song we sang. By Balaram Das, Purave Pandila Chuda. Previously, when he came, he had very beautiful hair, which is tied in a knot. That was in Dwarpar Yuga, as Krishna. But Abi Kesahina, now he has no hair, because Krishna has become a sannyasi. Natabara Besha Chari. Previously, Maharaj was describing last night, the beautiful garments of Krishna as Natabara, the greatest of dancers. He's given that up. And Parila Kopina. Now he's wearing a kopan. Kabi Dohana Bhanda Chilabham Akori. Previously, in his left hand, he would carry a pot for milking the cows. But Karanga Dhari Lakoda Sei Anusari. Now he's carrying a sannyasi's water pot. Now, Gora Sei Anusari, he's become golden. Sham Sundar has become Gora Sundar. Tretaya Dharila Danu. In Treta Yuga, he carried a bow. He was Danudar, known as Ramachandra. Carry the bow. Dwarpayeti Vamsi. And in Dwarpar Yuga, he was Vamsidhar. Krishna playing a flute. Kali Yuga Dandadari. In Kali Yuga, he doesn't have that bow anymore. He doesn't have that flute anymore. Now he's carrying a sannyasi's danda. Balarama Kohesuna Nadiya Nibasi. Balaram says, please listen, all you residents of Navadvip. Balarama Avaduta. Now, Balaram has become an Avadut. He's become Nittai, a madman, a Prem Pagal, Someone who's crazy in divine love. The Kanai Sannyasi. Krishna has become a sannyasi. Another meaning is, this is a note of warning for any new people who may be here, we should be careful of those Hare Krishna people. He says, Balarama Avaduta, I just went to the Sunday feast. They said, chant this, they chanted. And the next thing you know, I'm becoming a mad person. This is what happens if you go with Sachinandan Maharaj on Harinam. You may become mad. You may start rolling on the ground. Foam coming out of your mouth. Your mother will cry. What happened to my baby? Those Hare Krishna people. So this is a note of warning. Balarama avaduta kanai sannyasi. So to introduce our subject, we'd like to sing a couple of verses with you from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. These verses comprise the very last verses of the Madhya Lila, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And they're very important. I haven't tried singing this in this tune. Try something. We can do this together. Mahaprabhu, then gradually they become weak and they fall down from their transcendental position. And Kaviraj Goswami says, but if someone just drinks a drop of the nectar of these pastimes, then something happens to you. Your mind and body begin to blossom. And you begin to laugh and sing and dance. You become a mad person. Prabhupada writes in his purport to this verse, all the devotees connected with this Krishna consciousness movement must read all the books that have been translated. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and others. Otherwise, after some time, they will simply eat, sleep, and fall down from their position. Thus, they will miss the opportunity to attain an eternal, blissful life, transcendental pleasure. So, this is the purpose of this Krishna consciousness movement. It gives some shelter to those souls who want to hear some Rasayana Katha, who are suffering in the desert of this material world, and who need some relief, which is found by the wonderful nectar, Chaitanya Lila Amrita Pur, the wonderful nectar of the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Krishna Lila Sukar Pur, and we mix them together with the pastimes of Krishna. So, these pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Krishna are very, very wonderful. They're very, very mysterious. How can we understand the connection between these two things? How can we understand that Krishna wasn't fully satisfied? How can he not be satisfied? What is the purport of his Gauralila? What is the difference between his Gauralila and his Krishnalila? What was the necessity for him to come in the age of Kali? And why is it that he came in a golden form? Why didn't he come in his blackish complexion? And why is it that he came as a devotee? Why didn't he just show himself as Krishna? We must have many Sankirtan devotees here in the room. I know after preaching to many people, selling many books in the street, it's sometimes very difficult to tell them that God came 500 years ago and he was living in West Bengal and he was jumping up and down and chanting Hare Krishna. Sometimes they look at you a little strange. Why did he come as a devotee? Why didn't he just come and lift Govardhan Hill and prove to everyone I'm God? Why did he come as a devotee? So these are very, very important questions. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he's addressed some of these points in his purports in Chaitanya Bhagavat. We can read a few things. There's a very interesting connection between Advaita Acharya and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If we want to understand this connection, we should begin by trying to understand something of the position of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I was a little confused where to begin in so many topics, but I think we'll start with this. In the sixth verse of the Adi Lila, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes the internal reasons for the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He gives a very important verse. Shiradaya pranaya mahima kidru sovanayaiva swadyo yenad bhuta maturima kidru sovama diyaha sokyam chasya mananubhava de kidru samviti lobhat tadbhavaja samajani sachigarbha sindhu harindu. He came for three purposes. He wanted to understand what is the pranaya mahima, what is the glory of Radharani's love. And in particular, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami chose to use the word pranaya. Why did he use that word? There are different stages of love. When he speaks about pranaya, this is Gopi Bhav. But in Gopi Bhav, there's Sneha Man, Pranaya Rad, Anurad Bhav, Ruda Mahabhav, Adi Ruda Mahabhav, Murnakim about, Marnakim about. There's different levels. Pranaya is not considered to even be the topmost. Why then does Krishnadas Kagaraj Goswami use the word pranaya? There's a purport. Krishna came to understand the pranaya mahima, the glory of this particular aspect of Radharani's love. Swadyo yena bhuta madhurima. And he wanted to know, swadyo yena bhuta madhurima, what is it that Radharani tastes? What kind of relishment is she getting? I don't get this kind of relishment. She's tasting something more than me. And sokyam chashyamana nabhavadikittasam. Kittasam, he wanted to know, what is a sokyam? What is the happiness that she gets by tasting my beauty? So it was for these three reasons that the Lord came. And these three reasons, these are the internal reasons for the advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's described by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. I'll sing this verse and you can chant Hare Krishna in response. Prema rasa niryasa bodhile ashwada raga mala bhakti loke kore prachara Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. The Lord, he had two purposes for coming. Prema rasa niryas, he wanted to distribute Krishna prema, the rasa found in Vrindavan. But this is described as the external reason for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's coming. His internal reason was korite asvadana, to taste that love. And therefore, Jagadananda Pandit describes, Kali Juga Sadhu Paiva Duskara Janiya Sadhu Guru Rupe Krishna Aila Naiviya Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Rama Rama. Understanding that in Kali Yuga it will be very difficult to find a Sadhu Guru, Krishna himself appeared in Navadvipa to show the dealings of a real sadhu guru. So there's some purpose for Krishna Lila, there's some purpose for Gaura Lila. There's internal purposes, there's external purposes. We should understand these. We should understand the meaning of Krishna Lila and the meaning of Gaura Lila for ourselves. Krishna says in the Gita, Janma Karma Chane Divyam Evam Yovati Tattvataha. You should know my pastimes and appearance in tattva is very, very important. Krishna came to give us something to think about. He came to show us the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But that was not the purpose of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He didn't come to become a deity. He didn't come here to be worshipped by us. And this is one reason why our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, they don't put a flute or the symbols of Krishna or Vishnu on the deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he's Bhakta Rup. He's in the mood of a devotee. He's coming, he's Chana Avatar, hidden incarnation, coming to taste what it's like to be a devotee of Krishna. So his purpose for ourselves, he has an internal purpose and an external purpose for himself, but for our purpose, Krishna is our deity. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that same Krishna, but he's come to show us how to do bhajan. This especially takes place in Jagannath Puri Dham, where he locks himself up in a room in the Gambira. And God cries for himself. He shows us how to do nambhaja to get brajbhav. So a question arises in this regard. If we say that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the mood of Radharani, Radha Bhava Dyuti, Suvalitam Nomi, Krishna Sarupa, then how do we understand that it was Advaita Acharya who called for the Lord? Who is Advaita Acharya? The Gaurakhandesh Deepika describes, Chaitanya Charitamrita describes, Mahavishnu Jagat Karta Mayaya Sujatyadaha Tashyavatara Evaya Advaita Acharya Ishvara. He's the incarnation of Mahavishnu. And elsewhere it's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Brajyavesha Rupadvad Vyuhopyopi Sadashiva Saeva Dvaita Goswami Chaitanya Bina Vigraha. That he's Sadashiva. He's Lord Shiva. So a question comes. If he's Mahavishnu, if he's Sadashiva, how is it that he's calling the combined form of Radha and Krishna? Because we understand that, what is the verse in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu? Srinathe Janakinam. Siddhanta Twastu Deide P. Sri Sakrishna Sarupaya. That in terms of Siddhanta, there's no difference between Krishna and Lord Narayan. But Rasamit Asatil Krishna, Rasane Sirasastitihi. In terms of Rasa, Krishna is superior to Lord Narayan. There's some difference. And Mahavishnu doesn't have access to Krishna's leelas. That's why he kidnapped the children of the Brahman in Dwarka, so that he would impel Krishna to save Arjuna, to come to see Mahavishnu, so that Mahavishnu could have darshan of his worshipful deity, Krishna. Similarly, Lord Shiva, he has a problem. He wants to also see Krishna Leela. But when he goes to the Ras Leela, there's a very angry-looking gopi standing at the gate. She says, "Up! Where's your passport?" "I didn't want your passport." "Probation, you say, entrance forbidden." So he also has no access to these pastimes of Radha Krishna. So how is it? How do we understand that it's Advaita Acharya, who is the incarnation of Mahavishnu and Lord Sadashiva, who called for the Lord? It's described in the Gautamiya Tantra. Tulsi Dala Matrena Jalasha Chulakenava Vikrinite Samatmana Bhaktebhyo Bhaktavatsalaha. Advaita Acharya, he remembered this verse that Krishna becomes very pleased with someone who offers him a tulsi leaf and little Ganga water. So Advaita Acharya, he began to worship the Lord with tulsi leaves and Ganga jal, and the Lord came. It's described in the Chaitanya Bhagavat that all the devotees in Navadvip, they were suffering. They were crying because there were so many rascals, especially there in Navadvip. And the devotees were all hankering to see the Lord. So Advaita Acharya, one day he told the devotees, Advaita Acharya became a little angry. He said, "Asite che e mora prabhu chakradara. Eki baki hoya e nadi avita." Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Told the devotees, "Dide dide, calm down, everything's okay. Asite che, very soon, e mora prabhu, my prabhu is coming, he's chakradara." He carries that Sudarshan chakra. And he chastises all the demons. He's Krishna. And he's very soon going to be coming in. Deki baki hoya, enadi abitari. All of you will see. his pastimes here in Navadweep. Karayenu Krishna Sarvanayana Gochar Tabise Advaitanam Krishna Rakinkar Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare
Hare. He said that I'll make Krishna appear before everyone's eyes and then I'll truly be known as a servant of Krishna. Aradina kotagiya takabai sabha etaviki basava Krishna arva Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama
Hare. Aradina kotagiya takabai. Oh, my dear devotees, just wait a few days and you'll see Krishna right here. It's called Janmashtami. Krishna will appear. There's a purport to why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. There's a connection between that and Janmashtami. Janmashtami means the appearance of Krishna. It meant a beginning, the transference of Krishna from the heart of Vasudev to the womb, the heart and then the womb of Devaki. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to make Janmashtami everywhere in this world. He's come to show us how to make our hearts the birthplace for Krishna. And therefore, sometimes we comment about the Rath Yatra festival, very important festival. And we suggest that Rath Yatra, the inner purport is that we're rescuing God from organized religion, taking him away from the Sri Mandir, the Lakshmi temple where everyone is worshiping with great awe and reverence, and Purusha Shukta, so many opulent prayers. We're taking him to the Gundicha temple, which is compared to Vrindavan. The Rath Yatra festival means rescuing God from organized religion and bringing him home to Vrindavan in our hearts. And this is the inner meaning of Janmashtami. It's not just that we want to come and do some rituals. The Jagannath Mandir in Puri for Janmashtami, they have hundreds and thousands of people come that day. And they follow so many different rules and regulations and rituals. Our purpose is not to have some religious ceremony. For Janmashtami, we want Krishna to appear in our heart. For that, we need the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because he's given us the process to call Krishna into our hearts. So Advaitacharya told the devotees, Ardinat kotagiya takabhai sabha. My dear brothers, all of you listen. Etaye dekeva sabha Krishna anubhava. In just a few days, you're going to see Krishna right here. In his commentary on this verse, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is described. In the performance of kirtan, which is the service of Sri Gaurasundar, the worship of Gaura is the worship of Krishna, and the worship of Krishna is the worship of Gaura. We don't chant Gauranam Kirtan. Sometimes we do a little. Prabhupada told the devotees not to chant the Panchatattva mantra more than two or three times in a kirtan. We chant Krishnanam. Why? If you chant the name of you chant the name of Radha, something very special happens. The Brahmavivarta Purana describes that Krishna becomes very excited and he comes running to see who chanted that name of Radha. A very special thing. And therefore many devotees, they give up all other names and they just chant Radhe, 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 Radhe. But we have a better program. We chant the name Krishna and someone else comes running. Radharani comes running. We have a better program than chanting Gauranam in kirtan. Our better program is to please Gaura. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Bhagavad Gita describe, Chari Mora, Chari. He said that if you want to please me, then follow my instructions. And don't chant any other name than Krishna. Don't chant my name, chant Krishna's name. Because he is Krishna. But he's coming in the mood of Radharani. And Radharani relishes the chanting of Krishna's name. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says, the worship of Gaur is a worship of Krishna, and the worship of Krishna is a worship of Gaur. We worship Gaura by chanting Krishna's names. He says, if a sadhak considers that the pastimes of Sri Gaura are not those of Sri Krishna, but are a separate manifestation, then that devotee will fall down. If we consider that the pastimes of Gaura are different than the pastimes of Krishna. He says he falls down from his position and becomes a conditioned soul. Until the propensity for serving Krishna is awakened in the heart of a living entity, his clear perception of Sri Gaura Sundar remains covered by the spirit of material enjoyment. Until we understand, as Maharaj was quoting last night, Ekala Ishvara Krishna Arasabhavritya, that Krishna is a worshipful deity, and my position is to be his servant. Until that propensity awakens in our heart, then we won't really be able to understand properly Gaura Sundar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Don't think that the purpose of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is just to come to open up vegetarian restaurants and teach about reincarnation. And that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is some ABC thing and Krishna really is higher than that. You can't understand Krishna unless you have the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But until we understand Krishna, you can't really understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Gaura Leela is actually higher than Krishna Leela. And we'd like to say something about that in the next few days. So, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says that when the spirit of material enjoyment is removed, this covering is removed, then he says, under the guidance of Advaita Prabhu, one soon attains a fortune of seeing Sri Gaura Sundar. Why under the guidance of Advaita? Why not under the guidance of Lord Nityananda? Or Srivas or Gadadhar? Or any one of the other devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Why does he say Advaita Charya? There's a purport to it. Because Advaita Charya is Lord Sadashiva. And Lord Shiva, he's the presiding deity of Ahankar, a false ego. We worship Lord Shiva to remove that false ego. It's described by Kavi Karnapur in his Gaura Ganadesh Deepika. He speaks about the identity of Advaita Acharya and the identity of Sri Krishna. Excuse me, this is in his Chaitanya Charitamrita Nataka. Just 2 or 3 minutes. He says that Advaitam apadayam ishavesham swayam charadi kritam agahitsaha iti pratihi kalikila vastitas tu saeva deva divido bhavula. That Krishna came and he took the role of Radharani. He took the role of a devotee. And he gave the role to Advaita to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this age of Kali, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't have the role of the Lord. He's in the role of a devotee, the role of Radharani. And Advaita Acharya came in the role of Bhagavan. But how is it that Advaita Acharya is a personality who called this combined form of Radha and Krishna? This is a very secret thing. We've been translating a few books about Advaita Acharya, one of which I may read some things from tomorrow. It's called The Advaita Mangal by Tilak Ram Das, by Hari Charan Das, who's a disciple of Advaita Acharya. And it describes some very esoteric things about Advaita Acharya and about the purpose of Krishna coming as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there's another book called the Pali Lila Sutra. And this book is described with Sanskrit shlok. Gopeshwaranadi Shivena Saridam Shima Mahavishnu Ananta Viryaha Premna Militva Jagat Arti Hartam Labdhadharakshira nidho didesha. That Advaitacharya is not just Sadashiva. He's not just Mahavishnu. He's a particular form of Sadashiva, who's known as Gopishwar Mahadev. It's that Gopishwar Mahadev who grants entrance into the Rasleela. It's that Gopishwar Mahadev who took bath there in Braj and took the form of a gopi and thereby was given the position by Krishna to be the gatekeeper, the doorman for that Rasleela. So the Balalila Sutra describes that it was this Gopishwar Mahadev who came as Advaitacharya. Not just any aspect of Sadashiva or any aspect of Lord Shiva, but Gopishwar Mahadev. And very interestingly, when we were doing some research a few years ago for our second magazine we made about Lord Shiva, when we spoke to the Mahant at the Gopishwar Mahadev temple, we found some interesting things. And also in some of the commentaries of Sanatana Goswami, Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Gopishwar Mahadev is Harihara. He's considered to be half Vishnu and half Lord Shiva. And speaking to the Mahant there at the temple of Gopishwar Mahadev, he was explaining to us that every year they have a special festival in Braj, the appearance of Advaitacharya. And on that day, all the Mahants from different temples, all the different major temples of Braj, they come to the Gopishwar Mahadev temple. They come with some kirtan parties. Why do they do that? Because they consider that Advaitacharya is non-different from Gopishwar Mahadev. This is their purpose. This is another evidence of this thing. So there's no difference between Krishna Lila and Gaura Lila, Gaura Lila and Krishna Lila. Two are the same. And we should meditate on these two things. Sri Chaitanyam Litapur, Sri Krishna Sukarpur. The pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are full of nectar. The pastimes of Krishna are just like Sukarpur, very nice camphor. We want to mix the two of these things together in a very nice tasting meal. So we'd like to do this for the next few days and meditate something on the appearance of Krishna, the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and how the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu indicates the appearance of Krishna. This is the purpose of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to make Krishna appear in everyone's heart, which is the purpose of our Ajahn.